Music by Alberto Ginastera. That was a piece called Impressions of the Puna. Shanghai Quartet with flutist Eugenio Zuckerman. I'm Valerie Kaler. Great to have your company today. Thanks for listening.
This is WHFR Dearborn, beautiful classical programming presented to you each and every day right here on our non-commercial independent station, WHFR. We've got so many other exciting activities and events that we'd love to share with you. We would welcome you to become part of our WHFR loyal listener group. Simply give me a call, Susan McGraw, WHFR General Manager, at 313-845-9842, and I will be happy to put you on our free WHFR mailing list. Again, the telephone number is 313-845-9842. If you have comments, suggestions, requests, and anything of that nature, additionally, you might like to call me and let's chat about it. We're always open to new ideas and love to hear feedback of what you're enjoying here at WHFR and also ways that we might improve to bring this beautiful music your way. So don't hesitate to call me today. Love to hear from you. And we're very thankful that you're a part of our WHFR loyal listeners.
Composing is as essential a part of my being as breathing or eating. It is one of the necessary functions of living. My constant desire to compose music, it's actually the urge within me to give tonal expression to my feelings, just as I speak to give utterance to my thoughts. Rachmaninoff said those words. He also said that everything he'd ever seen, heard, written, tasted, loved, touched, came out in his music. We'll hear some of it this hour. Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops with The French March. It's from the Algerian Suite by Camille Saint-Saëns.
Good afternoon. This is Lynn, normally on Saturday afternoon, your host of No Boys Allowed, and I'm hosting Motor this afternoon, and we are really, really happy to have with us, what, this? Okay. Happy to have Rise Again with us, a great folk group, and I know them from the East River Folk Society, and they'll be live there on Saturday next, and they'll be able to tell you about some other upcoming gigs. But we're going to get started with their tribute song, which is the Mary Ellen Carter.
Went down last October in a pouring driving rain. The skipper, he'd been drinking, and the mate, he felt no pain. Too close to 3 Mile Rock, and she was dealt her mortal blow. And the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just a smile aboard her when she finally was awash. Oh, he looked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost. And the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim, let the Mary Ellen Carter rise. Not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys, and let her sorry end. But insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. And they laughed at us and said we had to go. We talked to her all winter, some days around the clock. She's worked a quarter million of clothing at the dock. And with every guy that hit the bar, we swore we would be late. Then why should Mary Ellen Carter rise again? Rise. Rise again, let her name not be lost in the knowledge of men. spring now. We've been with her on a barge lent by a friend. Three diets a day in a hardhead suit, and twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet, and the currents here are slow. For I never had the strength to go below. But we've hedged the rents, stopped events, talked catch and portal down. Put cables to her fore and aft and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we'll hit the air and then take up the strain and watch the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. Wolves love to rest and we're with her till the end. We'll make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Saved our lives so many times, living through the gale. And laughing drunken rats who left her to a sorry grave. They won't be laughing in another day. And you, doom adversity, have dealt your final blow. With smiling fast food flying to you everywhere you go. Turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain. Like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise.
Very nice. Thank you. Rise Again, who are you? Tell us, tell everybody who Rise Again is, how you got together.
Well, there are five of us, playing bass, Cliff Grupke, guitar, 12-string guitar, Charlie Kogo, Denise Pelk is our lead vocalist, Dave plays 6-string guitar and background vocals, and I'm Pete Kleeman, and I play 6 and 12-string guitar. We've been together for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. Three of us were playing together in church, and Cliff and Charlie were playing at East River, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
And Charlie said, you ought to come down to East River, so I came down to East River, and we did a couple of things, and then Denise came, and then Dave came, and it just sort of grew. So that's how we got into this. It was just basically a thing we're doing for fun.
Great, great. And it comes through on the music. Definitely comes through in the music. You guys are having a great time. So tell us about the Mary Ellen Carter and how you took the name.
Well, we took the name, obviously, from the chorus, Rise Again, Rise Again. The song was written by Stan Rogers, the late Stan Rogers, who died in 1983 in a plane accident in Cincinnati, a plane fire. And the song has been credited for saving at least one maritime life. A guy who was swamped in a lifeboat kept singing it out to himself. Every time a wave would come over, he'd stand up, and he said that there was no doubt in his mind that he wouldn't have lived had it not been for that song. But
wow.
We find the song very inspirational. It's about a ship that gets destroyed, and the insurance pays off the owners, but the crew brings it back again and rises again
mm-hmm.
to better than its previous self.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming to Motor Live Drive
thank
at
you.
5 at WHFR. And this is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves with the Mary Ellen Carter. And next on the lineup, we have Hallelujah. Do you want to talk about that before? This is absolutely one of my absolute favorite songs.
It's a Leonard Cohen song, yeah. And it's second on the playlist because it was requested.
Yes,
so
it was.
We're doing it that way. And it's a great Leonard Cohen song. A lot of people had not heard of it before the movie Shrek, which I just found astounding. But it played a prominent part in that movie, and it's one of our favorite songs to do. Here's Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift.
Hallelujah.
Very nice. Very nice. Thank you so much. Yeah, maybe we should tell everybody the secret. I'm the one that made the request. So
that's.
I was able to get that on the playlist.
Well, we don't normally take requests unless, of course, we're asked to do so.
Okay. Alrighty, Mr. Tanner. Do I know that?
It's a Harry Chapin song. It's Harry used to do long songs, and he put out a whole recording of nothing but long songs that told a story. And Mr. Tanner's about a musician who is an amateur and tries it professionally and then goes back to being an amateur. It's, I think, something that a lot of us have possibly been through. But it's a great song. We like it.
That's a good reason to play it. Thank you, Mr. Tanner.
Mr. Tanner was a cleaner from a town in the Midwest, and of all the cleaning shops around, he made his the best. But he also was a baritone who sang while hanging clothes. He practiced scales while pressing tails and sang at local shows. His friends and neighbors praised the voice that poured out from his throat. They said that he should use his gift instead of cleaning coats. But music was his life. It was not his livelihood. And it made him feel so happy. And it made him feel so good. And he sang from his heart. And he sang from his soul. And he did not know how well he sang. It just made him whole. His friends kept working on him to try music out full time. A big debut in rave reviews, a great career decline. Finally they got to him, he would take the fling. A concert agent in New York agreed to have him sing. And there were plane tickets, phone calls, money spent to rent the halls. It took most of his savings, but he gladly used them all. But music was his life, it was not his livelihood. And it made him feel so happy, and it made him feel so good. And he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul. And he did not know how well he sang, it just made him whole. Came, he took the stage, his face set in a smile. In a half-filled hall, the critics sat watching on the aisle. But the concert was a blur to him, spatters of applause. He did not know how well he sang, he only heard the flaws. But the critics were concise, it only took four lines. And no one could accuse them of being overkind. Mr. Martin Tanner, baritone of Dayton, Ohio, made his town hall debut last night. He came well prepared, but unfortunately his presentation was not up to contemporary professional standards. His voice lacks a range of tonal color necessary to make it consistently interesting. Full-time consideration of another endeavor might be in order. He came home to Dayton and was questioned by his friends, but he smiled and just said nothing, and he never sang again. Excepting very late at night, when the shop was dark and closed. He sang softly to himself as he sorted through the clothes. Music was his life. It was not his livelihood, and it made him feel so happy, and it made him feel so good, and he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul.
Great story. So any members of Rise Again have that same story? Same life story? No. Denise, you have to speak.
We've all got day jobs.
We're short on the professional part. Really short on the professional part.
So how long have you been playing? I know how long you've been playing together. And individually, how long have you been playing guitar and what have you?
Well, this is Cliff. I started in eighth grade and played off and on for a while. Then I got married and kind of laid off, and then as the kids got older, I went back to it.
Yeah, okay.
I started out as a young lad of six playing accordion and grew up playing accordion until I started teaching music, and there wasn't enough accordion students, so I had to take up the guitar. So I've been playing guitar and keyboard, etc.,
okay,
for a while.
Okay.
I don't play an instrument, but I've been singing since I was in sixth grade.
Oh, okay. And you have the egg.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
There you go.
She's our percussionist.
And this is Dave. I've been playing probably since about the sixth grade as well. So 5 years, 6 years?
Yeah.
Something like that.
You don't have to laugh that loud.
He looks a lot older.
I didn't tease Charlie about the accordion.
That's true. And I'm Pete, and I've been playing on and off for 30 years.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Never quite professional, though.
That's all right. You guys sound great, and you're great together. So I hope you're having a good time, because you're a great addition to Motor Live Drive at 5 right here on WHFR.
We're having a great time.
Super. And how do people find you? Do you have a website? Do you have MySpace?
You got to call Pete.
Yeah, you basically have to call me.
Okay.
That is... you know, we've got a website
for a
in progress.
Time,
yeah,
Pete.
Again, see under we all have day jobs, and
he actually has an unlisted phone number.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So call anytime, but I can give out the phone number or
that's totally up to you. Or we can catch up with you next week.
Can you put it on your website?
Yeah, we can put it up on the website.
Theirs.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have
them.
Right.
We could,
no.
Yeah, we
when
can do
we
that.
Get the website. Right. Yeah. Right.
Okay. We'll talk after.
Okay.
We can get it on
sure.
the WHFR information too. Motor Live Drive is recorded and it's downloadable as a podcast, so we'll have all that information available.
That's great.
Yeah. Next Saturday is East River.
Yes.
You guys are going to be there?
I don't think that we are.
Well, that didn't flow very
prior
well.
Prior commitments, I think at least three out of the five, but we'll be there certainly in November.
But you can see November. Us the following weekend at the Baseline Folk Society, which is based out of Northville. Michigan.
Okay. Well, any upcoming concerts you'd like to tell us about? Baseline?
We might be playing for my daughter's 30th
birthday. Right. I will put an accordion
in. We hit the big time.
Moving right along, tell us about Sailing to Philadelphia.
Sailing to Philadelphia is a Mark Knopfler song that he recorded with James Taylor, and I think it's a great song. It's the story of, Mark Knopfler sees the story of the meeting of Mr. Mason and Mr. Dixon, who were two surveyors and were responsible for the line of the same name.
Okay.
And I just thought it was a great song. I love what Mark Knopfler does with history and turns it into music, Done with Bonaparte and other songs like that, especially the later stuff that he's doing. It's just phenomenal. But this is Sailing to Philadelphia.
Jeremiah Dixon, I am a Geordie boy. Glass of wine with you, sir, and the ladies I'll enjoy. Alderham and Northumberland, measured up by my own hand. It was my fate from birth my mark upon the earth.
He calls me Charlie Mason, a stargazer am I. It seems that I was born to chart the evening sky. They'd cut me out for baking bread, but I had other dreams instead. This baker's boy from West Country would join the Royal Society. We are sailing to Philadelphia, a world away from the coaly time. Sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line, the Mason-Dixon line. Now you're a good surveyor, Dixon, but I swear you'll make me mad. The West will kill us both, you gullible Geordie lad. You talk of liberty, how can America be free? A Geordie and a baker's boy in the forest of the Iroquois.
Now hold your head up, Mason, see America lies there. Tide is raised, the Cape of Delaware. Come up and feel the sun, new morning has begun. Another day will make it clear, why sir should guide us here.
We are sailing Philadelphia, a world away from the coaly time. Sailing to Philadelphia to draw the line, the Mason-Dixon line, the Mason-Dixon
Terrific, thank you. Now, there's an affinity to water, Mary Ellen Carter in the Sailing to Philadelphia. Somebody a shipbuilder or a...
They were Michigan
Pete
people.
Was born in Boston, so...
Okay.
My father threw me in the ocean at a very impressionable age, and I've never quite gotten over it.
Yeah, Pete thought he was teaching him how to swim, and we said, Pete, he wasn't teaching you how to swim.
No.
We may not have enough time to really delve into that.
Probably a good thing.
Okay, and this is Motor Live Drive at 5 on WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. And we are listening to the great stylings of Rise Again. And next on our list is Both Sides Now.
Mm-hmm. It's written by Joni Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Been around for many years. One of our favorite songs, too.
Castles in the air.
Liked it better than the other versions. Okay, and I suppose on a day like today, it's time to start thinking about that next season coming in, and so you're preparing us with "Song for a Winter's Night."
Yeah, we thought we'd do that after last night. We're sitting on Cliff's back porch, which is where we practice, and we've got coats on, and we're huddled down in chairs, and we're drinking cold beverages, and we're staring at each other, thinking, you know, exactly why are we doing this?
Of course, we don't practice on the back porch.
That's true. That irritates the neighbors. Irritates the neighbors a lot. But, yeah, this is a Gordon Lightfoot song, and it's always been one of our favorites, and somebody asked us to learn it, and we did, because it was a song that she tried to learn on guitar a long time ago. And so we learned it, and then she asked us to learn something else.
That's interesting.
Song for a Winter's Night.
The lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still within the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love upon this winter's night with you.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon each page the words of love you sent me. If I could know with these
dying, now my lamp is growing dim. The shades of night are lifting. The morning light seals across my window pane, where webs of snow are drifting. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love upon this winter's night with you, and to be once again with you.
Nice. Thank you. And we had Oh Atlanta. So we're going to warm up a little bit on the next one, right?
Yep.
Okay. You're not hearing
me? Getting warmer.
Oh, okay. We're going to go down to Atlanta for the next one.
We noticed that we looked at the radio station for a minute, saw all kinds of varieties of stuff, and saw actually there's a lot of blues kind of stuff.
Yes.
Yes. This is actually more of a unique. Who's the
Bill Payne.
Bill Payne, but we actually really kind of do more of the Union Station version, so we speed it up a little. But yeah, we'll see if we can do a little bluesy version of a...
Blues is great.
A bluegrass group's copy of a...
right, of an original song about the Deep South.
Is it originally a folk song?
Same old place, same old city. What can I do? I'm falling in love. I'm just an old hound dog roaming around. Oh Lord, I've got all this in heaven above. Oh Atlanta, I hear you call. I'm falling in love. I'm just an old hound dog, roaming around, oh Lord, I've got all this in heaven above. Oh Atlanta, hear you calling, I'm coming back to you one fine day.
A little bluesy, little folksy accent going on there. That was good. Okay. And next we have The House You Live In. Is that the classic?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, that's...
yeah.
Wait, so we got on a Gordon Lightfoot kick today for some reason.
Yeah, we're just doing, we got two Gordon Lightfoot songs in the same set. That's unusual.
That's okay. Before we get started with that, we're almost running out of time here. It's about 15 minutes left. Mm-hmm. And just want to let everybody know where they can find Rise Again. Where can they hear you?
At the Baseline Folk Society, which is located at 215 215 North Katy Street in Northville. We will be there the third Saturday of October and the third Saturday of November.
Okay.
Those are basically...
Are we hosting East River in December?
No, in March.
No, we're hosting Baseline in December. Okay. Yeah, which is actually with a feature at Baseline, so we'll be doing a little bit longer set. But we're there usually pretty much the third Saturday of every month.
Okay, and I know there's a website for Baseline.
Yes, you go on the Northville Arts...
Community, I think Northville Community.
Northville Community Arts.
Okay.
And then you can find the Baseline Folk Society in there.
Okay.
It's a good time. It's like East River,
right.
Only a little bit farther north. So.
A little closer to us.
Yes.
I think I've only got one channel here.
Okay. All right. The House You Live In.
Price must be paid. Be always too soon, but never too fast at the time when all bets must be laid. Beware of the darkness, be kind to your children, remember the woman who waits. And the house you live in will never fall down if you pity the stranger who stands at the gate. When you're caught by the gale and are full under sail, beware of the dangers below. And the song that you sing should not be too sad, and be sure not to sing it too slow. Be calm in the face of all common disgraces, and know what they're doing it for. And the house you live in will never fall down if you pity the stranger who stands at your door. The road and feeling quite lost, consider the burden of fame. And he who is wise will not criticize when other men fail at the game. Beware of strange faces in dark, dingy places. Be careful while bending the law. And the house you live in will dumps and are ready to deal, decide what it is that you need. Is it money or love? Is it learning to live? Or is it the mob you must heed? Be known as a man who will always be candid on questions that do not relate. And the house you live in will never fall down if you pity the stranger.
righty, the house you live in. Okay. We're shifting gears. I can see we have about 12 minutes to go. So lots of good music left from Rise Again. Anything else you'd like to tell us? Any stories? Any embarrassing moments on stage?
Oh, several.
I think we're having
one. Yes.
No. Your favorite performance ever?
Oh, we played at the Detroit Symphony Orchestra as part of the Macy's Day of Music. We were asked to perform down there, and we had a great time. Great crew, phenomenal audience, a huge crowd, and the spirit was just great. And we had a really good time at the DSO.
Okay.
And they had their own roadies. That was really cool. So.
Well, kind of like all the hard work that Alan did before we set up here tonight.
Alan is our genius behind the scenes that nobody gets to know what he's doing, but trust me, you know that he's done it.
Well, we outnumbered him 5-1, and I was feeling very badly for him for a while.
So who won?
Alan.
Alan. Okay, Alan won, okay. He has his finger on the button.
Oh, okay. So.
But in any event, we'd like to do a song called Mountain Music. I'm sorry.
That's apparently going to be next.
That's the old list. Yeah, When You Say Nothing at All, which was written by Alison Krauss, and she performed it with Union Station. May have performed it at other venues or with other groups, but we do the Union Station version. At least that's the one we heard. So, When You Say Nothing at All.
Okay.
Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. Touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Now you say it best when you say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Old Mr. Webster could never define what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. Your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Now you say it best when you say nothing at truth in your eyes, saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Now you say it best when you say nothing.
Nice, nice, nice.
Thank you.
All right, we're down to just the last few minutes. So we can see you, in 2 weeks at the Baseline?
That's correct.
We can find the Baseline page
at the Northfield Community Arts website.
Right,
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you go to the Baseline Folk Society, and it's right there with the schedule.
Right. And we are recording this performance, so it will be available on the WHFR webpage under podcast, under Motor Live Drive at 5. And it should be out there for approximately 12 weeks.
Okay.
Normally. So
great.
You can do the downloads from there, too.
Great.
Okay. So everybody can hear you as many times as they want to.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. Let's see. We have two.
Two more songs.
Yeah. Mountain Music and May the Light of Love. I think we do.
Okay, let's just get into the Alabama song, Mountain Music. Okay.
Now, does this have a Southern accent to it, Dave?
Dave plays guitar with a Southern accent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's.
I'm making believe I'm a violin.
Alrighty.
So you'll have to give me a little bit of slack. Special effect?
Yeah.
See that mountain over there? One day I'm going to climb that mountain.
Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Drift away like Tom Sawyer. Ride a raft like old Huck Finn. Take a nap like Rip Van Winkle. Daydreaming again. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Just to prove that I'm a man. Spend the day being lazy, just being nature's friend. Climb along Tall Hickory, bending over skinning cats, playing baseball with sugar rocks, using sawmill sample fats. Play some back home, come on music that comes from the heart. Play something with lots of feeling, 'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a day. Two, three, four.
Well, yeehaw.
That one needs a dismount, doesn't it?
Great mountain music. May the light of love. Sounds like a great way to wrap up.
It's a holiday wish, and it applies to any holiday, but puts us in mind of Thanksgiving and certainly Christmas. It was written by David Roth, not David Lee Roth, David Roth, a folk singer.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always enjoyed doing this. I've done it in many, many venues and different configurations, but the wish is always the same, and it's a great song. It's May the Light of Love.
Sound so everyone can hear it. May the light of love be with you.